This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Top five Nicki Minaj songs. Go ahead.
Left breast, right breast, right cheek, left cheek. Leg out.
Put the trophies up, miss another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. The scene, with something mean, supposed to be believe. But I told that be so awesome and I down it be amazing. But enough about me, guess we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it was for the fans, it would have been killed a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Diddy mood, I didn't got her wrong, we call it PG. Rated M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Behold,
trophy hole.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 121, and I guess last week when I said, proving that I don't have very good foresight, when I said that I wouldn't be back on the show right away, I guess I was wrong. we got a different kind of cast this week, a different lineup, but Donnie's still here, and I like to think that as long as Donnie is still here, this ship stays afloat. Right, Donnie?
Oh, yeah. We just have an... a Hornado of a time.
Is that the sequel to Sharknado?
Yes, which was what the heck.
Still starring Ian Ziering and what's her name? The chick from American Pie who became immediately unsexy after opening her mouth.
Dude, I can't tell you who was all in the movie because I had to cut it off. I couldn't even sit and watch that whole movie. Man, I'm like, are you serious about this movie y'all made? I can't believe this.
Did you at least skip to the part where apparently there's a guy, Ian Ziering, jumps into the shark with a chainsaw?
Honestly, that just sounds like some straight up bullshit.
Yeah, it is, man.
It's a sci-fi original movie. Like I was looking at a report today on Yahoo where they talked about a shark that was like 67 feet long, like a prehistoric shark that was 67 feet long with like 200 teeth, each the size of a small dog. And it's like, we're all going to find out one day that when we drain the seas, that like all these sci-fi movies were actually like documentaries on all these fucked up crazy beasts.
All I know is that if I seen that prehistoric shark, shit.
Hey, mermaids exist.
All right. Well,
Now you're just pushing it too far, Donnie.
Seriously, The Little Mermaid, I've been telling people for years that's a documentary. Life story.
No, these mermaids would eat Ariel up.
What are they, the ones from fucking Pirates of the Caribbean?
Nope.
That'd be funny as hell.
All right. Well, proving that we always have a few whores lying around when the other hosts kind of aren't available to record. How about that for an introduction? Special guest Stash with us this week. What's up, Stash?
Nothing much, just straight up pouring it up as per usual.
You took that much better than most people would. Because most people would do a double take and be like, did you just call me a fucking whore?
But look, check this out. Going off the story that was told earlier, yeah, it's true.
No, that's why Donnie don't, that's why I really don't care. I'd be like, fuck it, why not?
There's no money exchanged. You can't be a whore unless there's money exchanged.
No, but you could be such a big whore that you just give it out for free. Yeah. It don't have to be money. You could do it for, like, alcohol or drugs. You never know. It's crazy.
Put it like this, for any type of trade.
You know, when Tricky Mick hears this episode and what we started with, he's going to blush and be like, why the hell did I leave this in the hands of these guys?
Yep, and why did they not just talk about the king of whores?
This is what you get. You pay for what you get. You get what you pay for, Tricky. Oh, and you're not paying anything. All right. So,
we don't get fucking paid, so it ain't like we give a shit.
We get paid in satisfaction and smiles. Yeah. Digital hot dogs. Okay. Alright, so... Alright, so it is another week of our trophy collecting horrorism stuff things. I don't even know what to say at this point. Alright, so Donnie, you are always the leader in this category, so I'm gonna let you go first and kind of show off, because, Tricky Mick never lets you... stretch your stuff very often. He's always trying to hold you back. But Alex just lets you go, Alex just says, hey, this is your oyster. So, Donnie, how are you sitting on your trophies this week? Or, whatever you want to say at this point.
I'm looking at level 23, Trophy count is 4,569. Plaque count is 61 still.
Still? I thought you had one that you were going to get in a couple days.
That was the one.
Oh, okay. Wait.
Yes.
I counted last week. That's right.
I'm going to talk about that when we get through. Oh, boy.
All right. We'll save it till later. Stash, what about you?
Level 10, 677 trophies, and one platinum.
Stash, you're bucking all of my expectations here, because I expected you just to come out and say, dude, I've never cared about platinums, I've never cared about trophies. What are you asking me for?
I honestly have one platinum, and it's for a game that you cannot not get the platinum on if you finish it. So is, you know, whatever.
The Walking Dead.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm gonna pop out a little early and ask if you've played the 400 Days DLC.
No.
You don't have to, man. It's some 400 Days of crap, man.
I mean, I thought the Walking Dead game was good, but I'm not like a Walking Dead fan, so.
Oh, well, then you need to leave this show.
All right, well, I'll talk to you guys later.
No, it's kind of interesting because usually you don't find, like, it's totally cool not to like something, especially even if it's super popular. In fact, sometimes that's a reason not to like something. But usually, I mean, it's kind of hard to find, you know, someone who isn't really into The Walking Dead. Stash, is there anything, like, that has kept you from liking The Walking Dead, kept you from watching the TV show?
I'm just not a huge zombie fan. Like, I think that shit just gets played the fuck out.
I will totally agree with you there, because I'll say this. I want no more zombie video games. Seriously. I don't anymore. I played Deadlight during the Steam sale. I bought that for, like, under $4. Good game, but it's just, like, a side-scrolling game with like zombie-like creatures. They're called Shadows, but they're you know, they shamble, and they've got, you know, yeah. They're all dark. They're kind of blacked out, and they got red eyes. They're like zombies, you know. They try to eat you. And, like, I'm just so done with zombie games. No more. Not even Walking Dead. Just stop, okay?
Like, honestly, like, the last game that I thought that was, like, kind of zombie-ish, but I thought was, like, respectable, was The Last of Us. And they're not quote-unquote not zombies, but technically they are, but zombies. They're not. They are. Like, they try to say that they're not, but they really are. They just don't look like them. And, like, honestly, the Walking Dead zombies, not the one, the Last of Us zombies are, like, kind of zombies that you don't want to fuck with. Instead of people like the Walking Dead zombies and like Resident Evil zombies, where you just pop one in the face and they're, you know, they just walk the fuck out.
The Last of Us, like, they're definitely the Last of Us zombies, or, you know, the creatures are like you set off enough noise to attract one and it can come and kill you and just instantly. Whereas, like, the Walking Dead and all those other games, it's kind of like the numbers game. In Resident Evil, it's the numbers game that really gets you, where you're just overrun by zombies. So it's not the individuals that are scary, it's more the sheer size of the force that you're facing.
Yeah, and also, too, you know, like, in Resident Evil and shit like that, like, there is places, like, obviously in the movies is different, but in the games, there are places that aren't infested with zombies. You know, like, you're only in the zombie-infested zone in Resident Evil. It's not like the world covered over. And fucking, you know, infested.
Well, we know Africa is infected. And we know Europe is infected.
Okay. But The Last of Us, I didn't really, like, listen to, like, the whole beginning explanation. But as far as I know, it was, like, a global thing.
Epidemic. It wasn't just, like, is a virus.
Yeah, it was just, like, a global pandemic. It wasn't just, like, an East Coast fucking virus that spread across the fucking United States. Like, that shit was everywhere. So, like, that's kind of like a whole situation. Like, yo, no matter where you go, you're fucked. There's never a time when you're not fucked over.
And that, I think we've gotten to the point where we're kind of branching away from zombies, but yet we don't have a differentiation to call these zombie-like creatures, so we're still kind of lumping them in the same group, even though they're not technically zombies.
Everything's just like, it's all undead. That's what it is. It's not zombies. It's just undead. We're just grouping them all together in like a clusterfuck of like common entity to undead. And that's the only thing that sucks. Because, like, you look at games nowadays, like, it's either you get some shit like Assassin's Creed, which is like some past shit that you're from the future, or you're somewhere in the future and you're fighting zombies, or you're playing Call of Duty a year in the future, or, you know, you're playing the the only thing that's, like, not like that is racing games and fucking Uncharted.
Oh, don't you? You just gave him my idea, man. You opened your mouth.
See, someone's...
if you were gonna say Uncharted if you were gonna say like Uncharted Egyptian zombies, no, would just say to go fuck off. But I feel like we're getting off topic.
Yeah.
No, but see, I like this because usually we just sit here and read off the trophies. But like, I like the discussion. I like this. It's got to be more interesting than listening to the fact that I gained one trophy this week. So I'm still at level 20, platinum's 37, total trophy count 36, 43. I mean, come on, that's totally more interesting than that those numbers stuff. We know that I haven't been playing much this week. I've got one trophy. I'm still bumping away in Resident Evil Revelations. By the way, it gets to a point in that game on Abyss, the hardest difficulty in raid mode, where you can't, I can't do anything without having somebody else help me, like a co-op partner online. It's like before that I could do, you know, I can go through solo. Now it's getting ridiculous. So I've just been, I think I've totaled almost like 42 hours on raid mode alone in Resident Evil Revelation. So I've been doing too much Resident Evil, and, you know, on the side, I've been watching some My Name is Earl on Netflix. Great show, by the way. Catching up.
Oh, dude. I can't even talk about Netflix, man. I've been watching so much Breaking Bad, it's been retarded.
But see, that's what Netflix is great for. Like, you find a show, and then you watch it, like, all the seasons in, like, a week.
Yeah, like, I never watched any of it before. I started from season one. I'm on, like, the end, almost the end of season three. And it's been, like, a week.
Dude, you should have seen me watching some Sons of Anarchy and How I Met My Mother. It's nuts.
How I Met Your Mother. You gotta talk to the infamous philosophy about that shit. That kid got addicted. He slept over my house when I got addicted to watching How I Met Your Mother. He stayed up for 4 hours just watching episodes upon episodes of How I Met Your Mother.
Is that how he met your mother? Sleeping over your house?
Why you gotta go there, Donnie? That's not even appropriate.
But it is funny. All right, Donnie, what have you been playing?
I've been playing some Tekken Revelations.
How is that?
It's not my favorite Tekken game.
I know me and you were playing it when it first came out.
Yeah, I've been playing it just on and off just to get those last little bit of trophies, which is play it for 10 days straight. But it's cool. It's
not a plat in that, is there?
No, it's no plat. It's just 100%. It's all right. Like I said, it's cool just to get people like rallied up. But one thing I don't like about it, the main thing I don't like about it is about the you know, you got to put real money into it. You got to put real money into it, and you don't have everybody from Tekken, nowhere near everybody. And you have tickets. They give you tickets to play each mode.
Is it like a carnival? Is it like a Mario Party?
Say you have three tickets. If you go to online, you have to pay. You only can play online three times. And then you have to wait 30 minutes for them to give you a free ticket. So every 30 minutes you get a free ticket, and then you can play again. Or if you have some other types of tickets or coins, you can go to arcade mode, which is only one player.
Isn't it like the golden ticket? You could play with anything or some shit.
Yeah, it's not. It's like I said, it's not my favorite Tekken at all, but I didn't feel like putting the actual Tekken 6 disc in, so I don't mind jumping on it every now and then.
I remember I had the old Tekken for the PSP. That shit was pretty good.
What's that?
Can we just get back to the point where Donnie said he's too lazy to put a disc in, so he's going to sit there and play this Tekken ticket game? Really, Donnie?
No, but I like it. I like it, though.
Well, he likes Tekken. That's the only reason why he sits there and fucking does it.
Yeah, I don't mind doing it. Even the only reason I don't want to put Tekken 6 in because I know probably ain't too many people playing online on Tekken 6, and people still going online to play Tekken Revelations.
I will say this. Fighting games are the worst games to go and play online. Like, I used to think it was shooters. Yeah. It's fighting games. Because you get those virtuosos who will just... You go online, you're just like, okay, I'm going to have some fun. And then you play, like, a virtuoso who's, like, level 1 billion. Like, 100% winning percentage. And, like, you just get your ass kicked. And it's like, well, I guess I'm done with this.
Well, it's even worse. It's even worse with Tekken. Because in Tekken, you actually level up your character to make...
Yeah, and Tekken Revelation, yeah.
Revelation,
Tekken 6 is not so bad. You do rank up, but that's only like a title. It doesn't give you nothing on your
skills. Revelations, you actually get like more damage, more health,
more fucking
defensiveness and shit.
Yeah, and I can actually right now make my character like powerful as heck, but
still playing Steve.
I choose not to do that. Yeah, Steve is like, I only play with Steve, Brian, and Bruce. It's like my top.
I like that one dude. He has like the double mohawk or some shit. He has like falcon hair or whatever.
Man, Paul.
Lars.
Oh, Lars. Oh, he looks like Goku to me. I call him Goku. Well, yeah, oh, he's a beast if you learn him. But move on, because we spent too much time on Tekken. I've also been playing some Tomb Raider, you know, multiplayer. I'm trying to get the plat in that, but I don't really like the multiplayer in Tomb Raider at all. I don't like it.
What don't you like about it, Donnie? Is it too derivative? Like, it feels like every other multiplayer game, or does it feel like they tried to make it something new, but it just feels at its core just like everything you've been playing before?
That's
probably fucking plays like a third person Far Cry.
It sounds like they try to make it something new, but also trying to copy the fun of Uncharted. But it's not Uncharted, and it's not as fun. It is like it does have to grow on you, because it has grown on me over the time I've been playing it. So I don't mind continue putting myself through it, but yeah, it has to grow on you. And I also got I've been playing Metal Gear 4, which I got my plat in.
And yeah, I seen you playing that.
Dude,
nice, Donnie. Nice.
Man, I actually, if you was doing a video live show right now, I would actually look like Snake now. Man.
You're all emaciated and older and gray from stress, weary from war.
Yeah, and don't be alarmed, people. It only took me 14 playthroughs.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie to you. If you had to play through a game 14 times, it's not fucking worth it.
Yeah, but look, you could do it in less time, less playthroughs than that, but I would concentrate on one thing because I didn't want to mess up anything, because the game, I didn't want to have to do anything over again. And it's
now,
it sits on emblems. Okay, this is the catch, what people think why it is or may not be as hard as it is. Now, this is a catch. It doesn't tell you have to do this as one of the trophies, but one of the trophies is to get all the iPod songs in the game. And in order to do that, you have to get every last emblem in the game, making it you have to beat the game multiple times. And this, out of all, I think it's like 41 emblems, 6 of them, no matter what you do, you have to play the game 6 individual times at least.
Really?
Yeah, the other ones add on another 2 to 3 more times on top of that 6 times to get.
So you just have to play a fucking shit ton of time.
Yeah. So
regardless, doesn't matter.
Yeah. And I stuck with it because, you know, I didn't have anything else to play, and that's a plat that I haven't got yet. So that's like the main reason I put myself through it. But yeah, that is a grueling.
I feel like after hearing that you played that game that much, that I'm sure people were asking this, like, what the hell's wrong with it? Why is he going after all these trophies if he's going to put himself through that? Like, after I played The Last of Us so much in such a little time. But 14 times, Donnie, is it really worth it for that?
Like, isn't the campaign, like, or the story, like, I don't, there's not a multiplayer, so isn't, like, the actual game, like, a 30-hour game?
No, and that's another catch. The game, Metal Gear, if you just want to just run right through Metal Gear, you can go through it in under 3 hours. It's like one of the shortest games ever created, Metal Gear. It sounds funny after we know about Metal Gear.
Metal Gear Solid 2 was, like, long as shit.
Yeah, but if you just want to run through Metal Gear 4, it's like 3 hours or less. But one of those emblems, which is the one I did right after the big boss emblem, which is one the hardest emblem, is that you have to beat the game with a total of 35 hours or more in one playthrough. Yeah, so but I did it. I mean,
now you can exhale and go outside again, Donnie.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, a lot of that time, I actually just cut the game on and left. just let the time rack up. Because that's an emblem, too, which another people don't know, just to sit prone for an hour without doing anything. You get an emblem for that. What the heck, Hideo Kojima?
They just want you to do, like, outrageous shit. That's probably what it is. Like, we're going to get these stupid motherfuckers to just do dumbass shit because we don't care and they want to get the trophy.
No, there was a Warhawk trophy called Bandwidth Donor or something, and, like, I had to sit there and, like, host a game, an online game for, like, a total of six hours, or, like, online game for a total of 6 hours. And I straight up did that. I set up a room and let my PlayStation on for 6 hours just to get a stupid gold trophy.
Oh, my goodness, boy. These, because they know that we're whores.
The best of the best, baby.
Man, and I so don't want Hideo to put any types of trophies in Part 5 like Metal Gear 4.
Oh, please. Like, every game going forward has to have trophies, so you know they're going to be in there.
Yeah, I know, but
they're going to put trophies, and they're going to make it some straight-up outlandish shit like this time.
No, but I'm hoping they take the Infamous 2 route, because Infamous 2 is way easier than Infamous 1 to plat. It made it so much easier.
And didn't you have to play Infamous 2, like Infamous 1, like 3 times? Because you had to do good, evil, and like neutral and shit.
Well, you had to do it. Yeah, you had to play at least twice. But everything else, you can't do it in 2 playthroughs. But the thing is about it, it's those shards and really those shards and those challenges they had us do. But yeah,
my honest opinion is if you want someone to get a platinum in your game, and it's like a single player game, like Uncharted, and like fucking Infamous and Metal Gear, have it. Like, I understand that if like one of the trophies is play the game on the hardest difficulty, that's fine, but make it so you can get like a majority, if not all, of the trophies other than the difficulty trophies in one playthrough, and that you have to play the game thoroughly.
Yeah, I usually do that in all games. I usually go through, get as much as I can in one playthrough, and then after that, I go for the hardest trophy, which is like usually played on the hardest difficulty.
Yeah, like that's like usual. That like a hard difficulty trophy is like.
Yeah, and then anything after that, I just go through and just clean up.
Was there a fucking trophy for not dying ever?
In Metal Gear?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Big Boss Extreme Mode. Big Boss Extreme Mode, you have to go through the game in under 5 hours without getting spotted, without dying, without using any rations or health things. And yeah, and that's not an easy task at all.
Well, the only thing good about Metal Gear is, well, I know like in the third one, Peace Walker, and then the second one, you could pretty much just save anywhere. So if you saved a lot before like key situations where you could get caught, you know you could just redo it.
Oh yeah, you can't save anywhere, but it's still a hecker. It's like
it's definitely hard as shit.
Yeah, because considering that for some reason in Big Boss Extreme Mode they can see down the freaking street like hawk eyes, so and they got everybody has night vision. Like, what the heck, man? Yeah, it's not a fun thing to go through, Big Boss Extreme.
All right, well, Stash, let me ask you. Did you torture yourself like Donnie did with any games recently?
Not really. Let's see. What have I actually been playing? I've been playing my Vita a little bit. I played the, if you had PS Plus, you can get Decoro, the shark game with, like, the little skeleton guy. It's like a puzzle platformer. It's actually really fun to play. I played The Last of Us. I beat that. But other than that, I would say, like, I play my regular computer games. I played New Vegas because I bought that shit for $5 during the Steam sale with all of the DLC in it.
Nice.
Yeah, that was actually a really good deal.
I was going to say that I was a little disappointed with the Steam sale because I didn't see, like, I thought the deals were going to be crazier. This was my first Steam summer sale, my first Steam sale, in fact.
Oh, yeah.
Deals would be crazier. Like, I got good deals on Dishonored, Deadlight, and since the Solar Empire, but it didn't really seem like there was anything, like, super crazy. Like, I had been...
Yeah, the thing with the Steam sale is, there's either two things that you should really be looking for when you're going to buy something. One, It's like a AAA title that you didn't get that has all the DLC with it, and it's like more than 50% off, or anything that's like a good game that's under $5. That's usually the way I look at Steam sales. That's why, like, I bought New Vegas, because it was like $5.25 for the Legendary Edition, which was with every DLC and the game. So I was like, what's wrong with that, you know? Like, that's great. That's actually a really good deal. And now they're trying to sell just the game because there was like because of QuakeCon, they were selling just New Vegas for like $7.50. I'm like, yeah, good thing I had Steam sale.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much all I've been playing mostly. Oh, and like I played like Metal Slug because that was free on the Vita.
I like Metal Slug.
Nice. Yeah.
I think there was one more game I've been playing too.
All right.
I think that's it.
All right. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. All right. Well, I mean, we've already kind of touched on it. We're just going to jump into our topics here. We've kind of touched on it, the big PlayStation franchises in our earlier discussion. But there was they had a chat on the PlayStation Beyond podcast over on IGN. They had a listener write in an email question about PlayStation's most important franchise. And just to kind of start this discussion, I think that when you answer this, first of all, you have to distinguish whether it's historic franchise or whether it's current franchise. I don't think there is a most important franchise. I think that the kind of like the sum of them all together is what makes PlayStation so great. Like the PlayStation 2 library, like I couldn't pick out like the best game of those. It's just all of them together made it so awesome. And like I would say historically, like I would say the important franchises are Crash Bandicoot and Tomb Raider and Metal Gear Solid and Final Fantasy, like from the earlier PlayStation eras. And then I'd say lately it's been like Uncharted and, you know, anything by Naughty Dog, God of War and, you know, Ratchet and Clank, Jak and Daxter, stuff like that. And just curious, what do you guys think about this question? Do you think there is a most important PlayStation franchise? Or do you think, like me, that it's kind of just all of them together?
Well, I'll let Donnie go first.
All right. Well, did you watch the video?
I listened to the podcast.
Well, the podcast. Well, they did make some good points in here about game franchises that's going to sell a system, like Gran Turismo, and I forget the other one, but one franchise that I think is a real big system seller, and I think it's an important franchise to the system, which is Metal Gear. And I recently come to find out that, you know, a lot of people don't really like the type of game Metal Gear is. But I'm like, wow, it kind of shocked me that people don't like what I like. No. But, yeah, I think Metal Gear, and like you said, Ratchet and Clank is a good, important franchise that's going to sell. In my opinion, Ratchet and Clank did fall off with the last two or three games they came out with. And I think they're going to come back with this new one they got coming out with. Yeah.
I mean, the thing about Ratchet and Clank was like Sly Cooper and like Jak and Daxter on the PlayStation 2, they were those steady sellers. You can guarantee that they were going to sell a million each. Whereas you had God of War and some of those other bigger franchises that would really be the big pack to the punch where people would say this is what I love about PlayStation, but you still had to have those steady sellers like Ratchet and Clank. So Ratchet and Clank isn't going to sell like wildfire, but you know, it's brought PlayStation a lot of, it's certainly made them a lot of money through not only the games, but also like the merchandise, toys and stuff. But it's one of those games that, you know, people of all ages can enjoy. So, I mean, I think it's been a pretty important franchise for, you know, bridging the gap between ages, but also, you know, just the money it's generated for, you know, Sony. And it's obviously done very well for Insomniac.
Yeah. And I say for important franchises, you got to have that hardcore mature game, and you got to have the anybody can hop on and play, whether, you know, like Ratchet and Clank type games. Those right there are important franchises to me. Now, just to flip it a little bit, here's a game that I would not like to be a franchise. We talked about this earlier. It is Last of Us. I do not want that to be a franchise. I want the way they took this game and the way it ended, I say it ended good for its type. I didn't care for the ending too much. It was kind of cheesy or crappy to me, but I still think it was a okay, good, decent ending. Now, for them to make it into a franchise, I would be so horrified that they would go to Resident Evil route with this game and just make everything just blow all out of proportion with this thing gonna be fashion that's floating around with the freaking spores. In a minute, you're gonna have to fight the spores themselves. And all, I mean, I can really see them destroying that franchise.
See, the thing is, with doing something like that, is Resident Evil was...
Man, they got destroyed.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's like Resident Evil was kind of like an open-ended survival horror. Like, Resident Evil was very loosely based on story. It was more, like, it was based on story, but it wasn't. Like, you could have put fucking any cop with any name, you know, into that story, and it would probably worked out. But they made the characterization in The Last of Us so strong that it was, you know, that's what the game was about. It was about those characters. You know, Resident Evil, you could have played as the original one, you could have played as Barry instead of fucking, instead of Chris, and it would have been just as good.
Nope, because Resident Evil fans was waiting to take control of Chris all over again before 5. Like, what the heck? Why can't... Where's Chris
at? Telling you right now.
Where's Chris?
My best friend was Barry in that game.
I like Barry, but you didn't really play with Barry too much. Everybody... No,
pretty much the only thing that you got with Barry was you got the stupid, his Barry's ridiculous revolver.
Yeah. And that's it. You know, in every game of Resident Evil, you always get little snippets of Chris. Or Chris was here. Chris even wrote on a wall, Chris was here. And and then 5 came along. What the snap? Chris been in the gym this whole freaking time instead of fighting the freaking zombies.
See,
he was fucking jacked up. I'm not gonna lie to you. He got fucking jacked.
See, I'm gonna agree with both of you a little bit. I think that Stash is right, where the characterizations are so much stronger in The Last of Us, and it really is all about those characters. But I think that in Resident Evil, they don't do nearly as good a job with characters. In fact, there's a lot of those characters I don't care about. Like Resident Evil Revelations, yeah. Like their story mode, I don't really care about many of the characters. Like even Chris Redfield feels like too not Chris Redfield and too like anemic and weak. And I'm not saying that like as in physically, I'm just saying that as like as just a character.
The strength of his character.
Yeah. I think that there are some people that I would rather play as. Like I would rather play as either Leon or Chris than anybody else. Like I had so much fun in Resident Evil 5 and I didn't have nearly as much fun in Resident Evil Revelations or 6 because it was bouncing back and forth between characters. And I didn't play, I'm sorry, like, in Resident Evil Revelation, Jill is not as fun to play with as Jill and Parker, mm-hmm. You know, neither one of them are as fun to play with as Chris was in 5. I mean, there are those characters that you really want to see in Resident Evil, so I agree with Donnie on that point, where Chris Redfield is a very, you know, fan-favorite character of Resident Evil, so when he's not in there, it just doesn't seem like it's, you know, the A-game, really.
Yeah, I don't know, I really just didn't like what they did. I mean, the series was not as bad as it could have been worse. Put it this way. They could have made the series, like, completely not a shit. But, it's bad. I'm not gonna lie. It's bad.
But
it's, like...
Even though I'm still a fan of Resident Evil, it's bad what they did to the franchise. It's bad.
See, I look at it, you know, this is a discussion we probably had too many times, but I see it as a, like an evolution of the series.
No,
it's like you listen, like in music, like bands evolve over time, so they're never the same. Like that game, I mean, it evolved to meet the change in the industry, where you know it's going more towards action games, and sales became even more important because people were investing so much money in games now, and people were putting so much money behind the R&D and the development of games. I think it was just an evolution of the series. I don't think, you know, they destroyed it or anything like that. You know, a lot of people look at it, you know, stepping away from the survival horror as a bad thing. It's just an evolution of the genre.
No,
it had to happen at some point.
I'm not saying a step away from the survival horror is a bad thing, but for you to Well, yeah, it is a bad thing. Yeah, it is. Because for you to, you still, like, you jumped away. There's no more horror. It's not even no more survival. You just made it into an action game with supposed to be dead people or parasitic people. But, okay, just to get back to more of the topic, friend, what would I like to see happen to Last of Us instead of making it sequel after sequel? I would love for them to do add-ons to add more into the story instead of make it a sequel. Maybe tell something a little bit what happened after the ending of Last of Us. And or with that end, also in some more add-ons later on, tell some stories about other characters or other parts of the world.
I love how Donnie's like, all right, I'm going to bring this back to the topic, but yet what you're getting back to is branching off of the topic we originally had. All right, so Stash, is there anything, like, is there any franchise that you look at as particularly important to PlayStation right now or historically?
Well, historically, I think you always have to look at the
Mario.
Yeah, Mario. No, like the Final Fantasy series is always like a huge PS1 seller, and then, you know, they kind of elaborate into Xbox and everything like that. And then, you know, you always have to look at, you know, the good old favorites, Ratchet and Clank and stuff like that as well. And, you know, originally Resident Evil was a PlayStation-only game until N64 came out, and then that they came on N64 way later. So, you know, also a good thing, too. But, like, nowadays, you're more or less going into... Oh, and also you gotta think like Gran Turismo. That's a PlayStation. Like Gran Turismo is a huge PlayStation franchise. They bundle that shit with the fucking console. Yeah. So it has to be, you know, it has to be good, even though the last one kind of, you know, stunk.
Hey,
but
it didn't.
But I mean, regardless, nowadays you're still looking at the Gran Turismos. I think you're looking at the Infamouses of today. You're looking at, you know. You're looking at God of War, you're looking at Infamous, you're looking at, like I said, Gran Turismo, you're looking at, Last of Us is a good game, but like Donnie was saying, I don't think it goes with a franchise tag.
Did you actually consider Infamous a franchise? It's only two of them.
Yeah, but they're making Second Son,
there's a third one.
Well, okay,
trust me, they want to make that game a franchise.
Yeah, I know,
it
but...
is a, oh, and then, like, I guess you could say, like, old school as well would be, like, Metal Gear Solid.
I think right now, like, with, you know, from what I've seen, like, people didn't like the new God of War. They thought that it was a step down from what we previously had played. And then you've got, you know, games like The Last of Us coming out, and, you know, people, you know, you guys have said, we don't want this really turned into a franchise, and yet, you know, you got to ask, where does Uncharted go? Does it continue? And you know, it just seems like there's a kind of a period of transition where we might be looking for like a new PlayStation franchise that we can hang our hat on. Because to be honest, you know, if Uncharted ended, I'd be fine with that. I enjoyed the games.
Yeah,
God of War, I don't want to play another God of War. So I think that, you know, we can see now where it's like, okay, what's the new franchise that we're really good? And with the PlayStation 4 coming out, it's the perfect time for them to introduce something new.
See, here's the thing for me, too. Now, this is probably like sacrilege on the show. I have never finished any Uncharted games.
Oh, you...
I have never finished a Metal Gear Solid game, so I'm.
Every single Uncharted, I've never sat through like the whole thing.
Alex,
the closest I've got was probably the third one, which I got for free because of PlayStation Plus, and the one that I got on my Vita for PlayStation Plus as well. The one on my Vita, I probably have the longest like playtime in.
Alex, Donnie, you owe me. Ending to Metal Gear, any of them, for what I've been through.
Dude, Tricky sent me Metal Gear Solid, the original one for the PlayStation, and it stopped working like halfway through. Like I didn't.
I would definitely recommend the second one.
Oh Jesus, I've heard
no.
Yes,
no.
Reason why I recommend the second one is because
move
the
on.
Story to me move is on. Like the most fucked up story. to what they did to that guy in that game.
You know, I'm going to say that I remember, like, when thinking back, like, now we have all these controversies over game reviews and people go online and they bitching about stuff. I remember back in high school when that game came out, Metal Gear Solid 2, that would cause so many discussions at the lunch table or, like, at friends' house on the weekends. Like, that was the original game that I remember people bitching about, like, you know, like, such polarizing views. Like, some people loved it, some people hated it.
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed it. Yeah. And I played the third one as well. I played Snake Eater. I thought Snake Eater was good as hell too. If you like the second one, you definitely like the third one.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, in my opinion, if you really want to get into Metal Gear, you gotta start from one. And I'm not knocking two because I'm one of the people who like two. It was kind of messed up. I couldn't play with Snake. But, well, you do play with Snake in the very beginning.
Well,
but,
you know, Snake Plissken.
Yeah, but he's not their main character. Though,
Special
but.
Services, fucking SOS, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah, you know, he's the Metal Gear Police Department. Yeah. And, right. But, yeah, I start off with one, man, and move on.
All right, like, well,
and topic-wise,
move on. Well, Donnie, while I've got you on the Metal Gear topic, here's an interesting little story from Games Radar. There's a survey rolling around asking for consumer feedback, trying to gauge whether people would buy Metal Gear Rising Revengeance and what kind of stuff they'd like to see in the game. Now, since obviously, Donnie, this is wonderful news to you since you loved, you know, I think you gave it a 10 out of 10. You love Metal Gear Rising Revengeance. You know, what are your thoughts on this?
What the heck? You know what? I'm gonna say people. Of course, you can slap Metal Gear title on almost anything and throw anything after the word gear, and people's gonna buy it.
Well, let me say this. They said that apparently, you know, Konami. This is one of its biggest latest releases, and they said it's sold steadily. Blah. But I mean, the reason, you know, they're kind of on the fence about a sequel because obviously, if it sold really well, they're just gonna greenlight it right away. But obviously, it didn't really meet their expectations, I would say, because they're asking people, hey, would you buy this? Like, a survey kind of seems to me like they're kind of, you know, lukewarm on the sequel. Like, it's like, okay, we're on the fence. Let's see if the people can kind of shoot us over.
I don't think it shouldn't be anything. No, I wouldn't buy a Metal Gear Rising 2. And I personally think they should have a question, should they make it? And I will mark no. Because they shouldn't make it at all.
All right, well, Stash, what about you? Like, you kind of reacted there to my sarcasm about Donnie loving Ryzen. Were you not a fan of Revengeance?
Yep. See? It took his breath away how wet that game was.
See, I coming from Bayonetta, like, where I didn't like the characters and didn't like the story, but I love, like, the action, like, the gameplay itself, and, you know, Vanquish and how crazy everything over-the-top Platinum does everything. Like, see, this is the kind of game that I figured that I would really love to play because it's not set in the Metal Gear universe, so I don't have any kind of, you know, oh, I've never played a Metal Gear game before, but hey, there's crazy sword cutting action, so I figured this would be, a good game for me to play.
But it was set in the Metal Gear universe. It was set, It was set, but they mention it. It was set how many years after what happened in the Metal Gear 4 time period.
Okay, so maybe I should have said, let me correct myself. It's not a typical Metal Gear Solid game. That's what
no.
I said.
And I'm surprised he would even approve this after he came out with Metal Gear 2 back during the original, like, Nintendo version Metal Gears, because it was actually two different versions of Metal Gear 2, and the first one was just like this one, and it got beat down reviews, and even the producers and people who funded it and all this stuff was like, dude, what the heck? And he remade it and came out with Metal Gear 2, the one that's on Metal Gear 3's HDs. So I don't even know why he even approved this, for them to even come out with this crap.
Another sequel that's in the works, probably a little bit more favorable, at least hopefully so, a new Mortal Kombat game, which at this point I guess we should all expect it, but I would like to honestly see NetherRealm do something outside of the fighting game genre, like step away from Mortal Kombat a little bit. But, you know, GamesRadar, you know, had a report about where producer Lance Sloan basically confirmed the game. I don't, you know, there's no set date for it or anything. They, you know, Ed Boon's talked about putting one on the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, which are, you know, coming out soon. So we probably won't have to wait too long for it. But a new Mortal Kombat game, I got to say that I like the new Mortal Kombat that came out in 2011. It was taking the series back to its roots. And I think they took all the great things from the old games and from the new games, the characters, yeah, the crypt, everything, and they added in the new story mode and the challenge tower. And I thought they did a really, really good job with it. I thought
the best one to date.
Yeah, it was the best Mortal Kombat game they've ever made. And I kind of find that, you know, the earlier Mortal Kombat games were really fun. Up until, you know, after 3, it just kind of, you know, when they started introducing, like, all, like, going away from everything, they got to the PlayStation 2, and they got, you know, they did the 3D kind of stuff, and they added weapons in, and, you know, they started adding more and more new characters. That's when it really fell apart for me. And I'm kind of worried that I don't want, you know, with this, the first Mortal Kombat, you know, they have kind of all the classic characters, kind of with, you know, Kratos and Cyber Sub-Zero thrown in there. But I kind of feel like I hope they don't try to do too much with the sequel. Which it kind of seems kind of stupid to say that because, you know, I don't want the same game all over again. But I worry that if they, you know, they try to add a bunch of new characters in and try to take the story in all kind of crazy ways and try to add to the fiction like they did with like Deception and Deadly Alliance, I feel like it's just going to fall apart all over again.
Listen, all I want is another fucking Mortal Kombat Sub-Zero mythology.
No, you're going to be waiting for that for a while, Stash.
No, but yeah, I want to go on the same route as Stash and say how you say you want to see them go outside the box again. Me, I am probably one of the very few that actually like Mortal Kombat Shaolin Monks.
I was just about to say, do you want Shaolin Monks too?
That was good. They can like take that and make it and do more into that, put more time and energy into that. Like I feel like they should have did. I think that game would be great.
Yeah, and I was, you know, when I saw, I was excited about Shaolin Monks because I like, you know, I grew up on side-scrolling brawlers, and, you know, in the Mortal Kombat universe, it seems like, you know, a win-win. But I want to see NetherRealm do nothing with Mortal Kombat. I want to see them do something completely new.
Whatever they bring out with this Mortal Kombat game, I will hope they, like, stay true to their word and say they can put everybody back into it like they said it was.
Look, if you're calling for Motaro to...
No, I don't even like that character, but I'm just the fact that he said we're going to have everybody and he concentrated on these freaking superheroes who are afraid of killing folks.
Look, what they really need to do is take Havoc from Deception and put him back into the Mortal Kombat universe and keep everyone else. Maybe get rid of Shiva and you know... There are a few other ones that I really want to get rid of. I don't like. Oh, bring back Shinnok. Bring back Shinnok. Which, if you finish the Mortal Kombat storyline, you probably know that Shinnok's probably coming back in this game.
Yeah, and I know we're probably just going too long again with this, but what the heck is Striker there for?
Yeah, he can. Striker was. I gotta say, Striker was better. Okay, Striker's not a good character. Okay, let's just say that. Like they did well with Nightwolf and Cabal and Cyrax and Sub-Zero and Sector. I thought it was really cool, by the way, how they showed Sector and Cyrax without all their armor on, without their robot before they were robots.
Yes.
That was really cool in the new Mortal Kombat game. But yeah, Striker was kind of a miss. They did a lot of really good things. I like Ermac and Sindel and a lot of the people they introduced in Mortal Kombat 3. But they had a couple missteps there. Hopefully they don't start bringing in some of the Deadly Alliance characters again, because Draman and Suhao and Frost, we just don't need to go there. We don't need to go there.
Draman.
Yeah, I remember some crazy shit. Moloch and, some crazy Mortal Kombat shit. But, you know, Donnie, I know a little bit about Mortal Kombat, and you know a little bit about Kingdom Hearts. In fact, you probably know a crazy amount of Kingdom Hearts, because... You know, you're getting what you want, dude. You're getting Kingdom Hearts 3 for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. You're happy about this, aren't you, Donnie?
Oh, yes. What do you want to know? You want to know who was a Heartless before and then wasn't a Heartless no more? Well, you want to know who's nobody belongs to somebody?
Okay. Well, first of all, let's rein it in a little bit. And I'm trying to – let's see. Game director Tetsuya Nomura. Pretty popular guy, pretty famous guy. he apparently has commented on the upcoming Kingdom Hearts 3, and he's talked about how this will end the current story arc that they introduced in 2002 with the first Kingdom Hearts. He said it's branched off so much into so many games that they really can't call it a trilogy. So they're just gonna—he's just saying it's gonna end the story arc that was created in 2002 and has been going on since then. So apparently, you know, it's not the end of the series. They're still gonna make more Kingdom Hearts, but this is just the end of what the story that started in 2002. Donnie, are you? I mean, let your feelings fly, man. What's up?
Oh no, I'm good. I like that. I like the fact that people like this knows when to stop a game and don't carry it on and bury it into the ground. Like, I don't care about those spinoffs, because those spinoffs don't really, no, I don't really care about those spinoffs. They kind of sucky to me. But 1, 2, and 3 are like the main ones you really need to focus on. And then for this game to even carry over to a three-part series, well, not a three-part series. Well, it's way like 5 or 6 of them. But for it to carry so long, and I'm happy to for him to end the story. I'm quite not really as happy about where it's going to go after this, for him to say that we're going to continue the story, but just end it with Sora, I'm good. Hey, I would love to see. That's what I've been waiting for all these years, man, the conclusion of Sora. I'm happy.
And at some point, I guess, I'm not a Kingdom Hearts fan. I've never, you know, played any of the games, which I'm sure is going to give me a double strike with Donnie, since I admitted that I hadn't finished a Metal Gear Solid game before. But I think at some point you have to give fans closure. You can't keep the book open-ended. It's like, you know, Darksiders, which is a series that I've been, you know, very upbeat on in recent years. I've liked it a lot. I've had fun with the games, or at least the first one. I had some fun with number two, but it was kind of mediocre. But that's one thing that's, you know, a series that they plan to make it at least a trilogy, and it's probably not going to end. We're probably not going to get any kind of closure on that, because obviously THQ is around no more, and who knows where the property ended up. But I mean, at some point, you create these stories and you create these worlds. You got to end it sometime. You got to close the book and start a new chapter, and give people closure, you know?
Yeah. And this is one thing I am afraid about him using, that we're going to end the story arc of Sora, but continue the story. I got a very, very bad feeling they're going to go the so-called darker route of Kingdom Hearts.
He's gonna wake up and it's all been a dream.
But no, I'm just saying, when they mean by darker, they go to Dark Knight route, and you're gonna make everything so dark, and you're gonna make it so gritty. You're gonna turn Sora into we're gonna turn the next character into a sword wielder and a pistol packer. And you know, I just hope it doesn't go that route, even though the so-called key wielders, you know, it's been such a history of those type of warriors going off the storyline. I kind of hope he does, like, finish the arc and also finish the franchise also. That's just my opinion, because I got a bad feeling they're going to go such a terrible route with this after part 3.
All right. Stash, what about you? Are you a Kingdom Hearts fan? Do you have any input on the story?
Alice, you are not the man I thought you were, not playing Kingdom Hearts.
Really, Donnie? All right, you know what, Donnie? Silence for a little bit. Let's Stash talk.
I played the first one, didn't beat it, but I did play it. I liked it. I thought it was a cool concept. I thought the game was fun. If the new one comes out for the new systems, I might have an inclination to buy it. The only thing that's difficult to say is, because if it kind of like banks off the other games, like chronological story-wise, it might be a little hard to follow. Because I never played the Saga one. I never played the ones that came out for the PSP or anything. So
you don't need to.
Well, I know the PSP ones are like offshoots, but
I gotta say that you know, us not having played, you know, or finish these games, you know, I'm surprised Donnie hasn't disowned us, or just completely left this call.
It's because Donnie loves fucking Mickey Mouse, and he wouldn't fucking pull something that a Mouseketeer wouldn't do.
You know, I know you guys don't care, but I didn't have anything to play at one point. I mean, I beat everything at my house. I beat everything at my uncle's house. And my boy just kept hounding me about Kingdom Hearts, Kingdom Hearts. I'm like, dude, I'm not about to sit here and freaking play with Mickey Mouse in them. And he was like, dude, I'm telling you, man, the game is bad. I was like, oh, all right, man, let me have it. Because I ain't had nothing else to play. I popped it in, and I was freaking blown away. I was like, dude, here's 10 bucks, man. You're not getting this game back. I just bought it from him, and I love the game. Mickey Mouse is gangster.
You know what the thing is, though? It's like people can say whatever they want about like the actual, like, oh, it's Disney and blah, blah, blah. It's actually a really good game. Like,
great game, not yeah, good, it's, great.
It's, well, I think it's good. I mean, obviously the game is very high up there, and people think it's great. I just think it's good. I think it's a good game for everybody. I feel like it, you could play it as a kid, you could play it as a teenager, you could play it as an adult. And, I mean, even if you played it as an adult, don't forget. I mean, I'm assuming we're all around the same age. Maybe Donnie's a little older. But, you know, no one's as ancient as Tricky. But, you know,
he's almost in his 60s, right?
Yeah, he's about like 60 or something. He was around when the first Wizard of Oz came out. But
was his mama happening to check his bed under his bed for the Wicked Witch of the West?
Yeah, and all that jazz. But, you know, like I mean, I don't know about Donnie because Donnie's black, but know that. I'm assuming that Alex and myself, when you were a kid, you used to watch the fucking Disney Channel.
I did.
You know, like, people watched everyone grew up with fucking Goofy shows and fucking DuckTales, which is coming out, by the way, and fucking, you know, all that fucking Disney shit, and people loved it. Kids loved it. We loved it when we were kids, you know, and playing it now, I mean, you could still feel like the child inside, just like, oh, I'm fucking hanging out with Goofy and Donald Duck and shit. So, I mean, it is like a somewhat nostalgic feeling for the adults, and it's also a good game for the kids. I mean, you are fighting, you know, you are, like, hitting enemies with a key, but, you know.
Dude, but they're heartless, though.
Better, man. It's better than a shiv.
Yeah, it's better than a honestly, here, just a little bit off topic here. You ever heard of the game called Manhunt?
Yes, I played it and beat it, yeah.
That was, like, probably one of the most ridiculously, not gorish, but like sadistic games.
Like where there was one kill I remember in particular. Like you would put bags over people's head and you would just beat people down with bats. Yeah, like, but like there was one where you
put a bag over their head and suffocate them while you're stabbing them with a shiv.
The most gruesome one that I remember was you had a piece of wire and you'd come up behind someone and you would saw their head off.
Yeah, that game is not for kids. This game, though.
Yeah, well, okay, Manhunt, yeah, just like the most fucked up part of that game, Pigsy. Like that dude in the attic in like the pig costume with the chainsaw. Like I was scared to actually get out of that elevator and walk around. I didn't want to lure that motherfucker out. I was like, I'm out of here. Fuck this game. I eventually beat it.
But
that was creepy shit.
Nah, it was a creepy game. But regardless, and the funny part was it was made by Rockstar. I believe. But
you are correct.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Rockstar.
It came out like back on the PlayStation 2 days, like after State but like I think definitely before San Andreas. I don't know if it came after.
It was before Vice City, but it was after 3.
Okay, so yeah, because I remember it was Grand Theft Auto 3, State of Emergency, I guess Manhunt, and then Vice City. Yeah, okay.
It actually came out with a Manhunt 2, but it didn't do too good.
Yeah, I saw the reviews for that. They also came out with a State of Emergency 2, but once again, it didn't do too well.
But regardless, I mean, the Kingdom Hearts games they're like a staple for a lot of people. Like, and people, like, especially, like, I don't want to say nerds, but geeks, nerds, whatever you want to call them, they'll fucking beat up their mother. Black people too. They will beat up their mother for the money to buy this game.
No.
Because that's how much, well, maybe even the black people won't. No. Their mama would beat the ass. But they will literally steal from somebody to buy this game because that's how much they love this game. So, like, diehard fans, I mean.
Yes.
Obviously, not the random person going to go try to take money out of someone's wallet to go buy Kingdom Hearts, but.
I wish my life was like Sora's.
Probably. Well, I guess you do hear There are black people walking around outside. You can call them heartless. Just walk outside with a big ass key, start smacking them and shit.
You gave me a good idea for one of my videos.
He's gonna walk outside with his video camera, just start hitting people with a key.
If you did that, I'd watch it. Like, and I would.
It's probably, he'd use like a house key or a car key, so he'd be mad small.
Yeah.
No, you need like a big novelty plastic or like cardboard key.
You should just go on eBay or like Amazon and look for like Sora Keyblade.
Oh no, I wish I had the money at the time, but about 2 Halloweens ago, I was going as Kingdom Hearts 2 Sora.
I'm not gonna lie to you, Donnie. Did you use white face paint? Did people ask if you were also in the Dead President?
Did you do white face, Donnie?
No, I was gonna go. I didn't have the money. But whenever I do get the money, it's gonna be one of my everyday attires.
There's really no better way to end the show than that. So let's do a little house cleaning before we get out of here. Proven Gamer is looking for writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and really anybody who thinks they can help the site. You know, I've got the whole rump shaker position. You know, me and Donnie, we're battling for that, so that's not up for grabs. But if you think you can do something awesome for the site, you want to write, you want to podcast, you want to edit something, you know, contact Tricky Mick. I think there's a link on the front page of the site. True?
Yeah.
Help Wanted? Yeah, look for the Help Wanted tab on the front of the site.
It's not really a battle. I got the booty.
You're biased. No one can trust you. And you ain't seen me shake it.
I got more butt.
Well,
Donnie's just daring you to do the twerk. That's what it is.
Nope, I don't want his parents to come beat his butt for posting that on the video on YouTube.
Dude, I do what I want. I do what I want with my hot body.
Whatever, I do what I want.
I do what I want. Okay, it's the right for PG tab. Just had to, it's in the top right corner of the site. Also, we sponsored, of course. Nice. You don't have your cold this week again, do you?
I talked to my parents about it, but they explained to me I hit puberty.
Nice, nice. Balls finally dropped. Like, I still get those moments where I'm talking to someone in the middle of the conversation. I'll get the, it's like, damn it. 20 years old, my balls still occasionally haven't dropped.
Occasionally.
And, all right, so, of course, Amazon, everyone knows the deal. There's a link on the front page of Proven Gamer to Amazon. As usual, you know, we all love Amazon. Amazon's amazing. You know, they ship you buy stuff, they ship it to you, they get it to you quickly. So if you guys want to help us out, it's a very easy thing. Just go to provengamer.com, click the link, it'll take you straight to Amazon. You can do your shopping as normal. It helps us out, helps Amazon out, and you still get to do your shopping. So, you know, we just ask that you do that one little thing for us. One of our other sponsors, play31.net. Online poker site, but they do a variant of poker called 31. They'll teach you how to play the game if you're not familiar with it, and they hold tournaments and stuff. So, yeah, play31.net, check it out. And also, you know, we have more podcasts on the site, as well as our great written content. You can listen to PG Spoilers, which, you know, we put this on the agenda every week, but when is the next PG Spoilers coming out? Do we know?
I don't even ask, and frankly, I don't really care anymore. I think he destroyed the Tomb Raider one.
Okay, all right, so here's what we're going to say, all right? PG Spoilers comes up occasionally. It's like a were-rabbit. It comes up occasionally, so, you know, it's good stuff when it comes out, but I can't promise anything in the near future. But
better yet, unless you get the invite, don't bother.
But, you know, I'm going to pimp the written stuff. If you go to Proven Gamer, you can listen, you know, if you want more than Trophy Horse, if you want some more Proven Gamer than Trophy Horse, you can go check out some awesome reviews, previews, stuff like that. Donnie does a good job with the image editing, so, you know, go check out, you know, Proven Gamer for more than just the podcast. Go check out the written stuff, too. Pimp that a little bit. Of course,
just go to stare at the pictures.
Yeah, and just compliment Donnie on how great a job he does. He needs to hear that a little bit more. Of course, social media stuff, you can find Proven Gamer on Facebook, like the Proven Gamer Facebook page. There's a Proven Gamer Steam group, which I have no clue if that's still a thing, actually. I just read what's on the agenda. Tricky.
I think it is, but no one's available in it.
Yeah, no one really heads that thing up. It's like just this wandering, like, drunk beast that just kind of wanders around aimlessly. It's like a vagabond. we just don't know what to do with it. Check out on YouTube. Everyone loves YouTube, right? There's a Proven Gamer page, official Proven Gamer, where you can see all the crazy videos we do. But let's be honest. If you're on YouTube, you're probably checking out Donnie and all his wonderful videos, right, Donnie?
Yes, and sorry, people, for anybody who would like to watch my stuff, I have not made any movie reviews in such a long time. I've seen quite a handful of the movies, though. I've just been so lazy on making the reviews. But I'm working on some stuff right now. So
yeah, so if you can pry yourself away from Donnie's awesomeness for a few minutes, check out Official Proven Gamer on YouTube. Also, you can find at Trophy Whores on Twitter, and there's also personal pages. I, myself, am still not on Twitter. I'm rebelling. But Donnie is. You can follow Donnie at Yuntwist and Stash. Stash, what is your Twitter handle?
At RC Stash.
At RC Stash. All right. And, if you like the show, I think, we ramble a little bit. We're a little bit unpolitically correct. Not politically correct. I think we do a good job. If you guys go to iTunes, you want to help us out, you want to give us a 5-star rating, just be honest. If we think, we do a good job, 4 or 5 stars. But if you think we're not doing anything, everything great, if you think there's any way we can improve, let us know. Just be honest. We appreciate any kind of feedback because, in all, it makes the show better.
Give us a 5-star, but just say what you really mean.
And, of course, you can contact us and leave us a message on the Proven Gamer phone number, which is what, Donnie?
330-PROVEN-9,
330-776-8369. I thought
it was 367-4309. It was. We got an update. So we updated our system, and now the number's been corrected.
It's no longer close to a sex line.
Mm-hmm. Besides the number 69.
All right, well, that is going to bring us to the end of house cleaning. If you've made it this long, thank you guys. Do a little shout outs. Donnie, do you have any shout outs?
Yes, I just want to give a shout out to all the listeners who continue to listen. Like, I say that all the time, but I really mean it. One for you guys. I probably wouldn't be back on the show from the time I was dismissed. But you guys really
Donnie, you're like when Jericho got canceled. That's like you, because there was an outcry and they brought it back and canceled again. But you clearly, once you were gone, people were like, what the fuck? Bring Donnie back. And then it worked out much better than for Jericho.
He said canceled again. But yeah, him, everybody. Also, Noken from Twitter, who actually he wanted to hear my story on the Metal Gear plat. Which it is quite a legacy, quite an odyssey I had to go through. But yeah, and my mom for opening up her new salon. Anybody who's in Detroit, Michigan, go to Christie Salon, Plymouth Road in Westwood.
Nice. Nice little shout out to moms there. Usually it's tricky, but I'm sure she appreciates it coming from you a lot more. All right, Stash, what about you?
Shout out to whatever. I don't have a lot of shout outs.
There you go.
Shout out to people that follow me on Twitter, even though I don't post shit.
Shout out to orange soda because it's delicious.
Yeah. Shout out to Propel Peach Water because Gatorade is the shit.
All right. Well, I would like to thank Stash for coming on, filling in instead of going fishing. We thank you for giving up your time to spend with me and Donnie. I want to, like Donnie did, I want to thank the listeners because really without you guys, there is no Trophy Whores. We're just sitting around talking to each other like a bunch of fucking nuts. So thank you guys for listening every week. And of course, shout outs to Tricky Mick and I Yield to No One who couldn't be here today, but who are always with us in spirit. Like I said, thank you guys for letting me back in the show and bringing me back. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to recording with you guys more often. And of course, one more shout out to my buddy Jake Plus on Twitter, a friend of mine who actually met through Twitter, and it turns out he lived in my same hometown, in my same town. So we met out, we've been hanging out, we've playing some games, and one of those situations where like the people you meet on the internet doesn't turn out weird. It actually turns out that they're pretty awesome. So shout out to Jake Plus, and yeah, that's the end of
what.
Hey, plus the only meet who you think to hope to be a female in person.
But see, once again, Donnie, I hope Lakira does not listen to any of this podcast at all. Because you'll be in the doghouse so bad. You'd be begging for a milk bone.
That's how I met your mother.
Oh, we're breaking that. Zeus is a saint, sir.
That's a good way to end.
All right, that'll bring us to the end of this episode. Thank you all for listening, and we will see you all next week. And to steal a line from Tricky Mick, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
I've been actually trying to look for the fucking Keyblade on, like, sword websites and shit.
I thought he was looking for a new way to say bye.
Check it. Check it. You done made it to another one.
Replay.
Oh, download another one.
Continue your whoredom.
Or you can go and do a Tricky Man and
chop it.
However you do it just to make it the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again and listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.